Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Come on.
Yo, Doc, what up, my nigga? Yanks. This is what it is, man.
Woo!
Zone.
DMX. Rough Riders.
Come on.
Here we go.
Tone it down, bitch.
Top dog, bite them all, yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CBT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cuz homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low lot, yo lot, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl a 44 when she crept in the back door. Chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this mother, just a swank in my hair. Trick, quit talking, crip walk if you down. Take a bullet with some grip and take the smoke on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
Do your thing, man, fuck what they looking at. Do your thing, man, fuck what they looking at.
Da-da-da-da-da.
It's the one and only D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, love, bop.
Mirror, mirror.
Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your
Lord,
stress.
Lord, give me a sign. I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and the hurt.
Yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here.
Yeah.
As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark.
Come
I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart.
Come
it's right from the start that you held me down. And they, nothing they can tell me now. Lord, give me a sign.
Do your thing, man, fuck what they looking at. Do your thing, man, fuck what they looking at.
Da-da-da-da-da.
And only D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, love, buck.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who is the flyest one of all?
Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
When they see me coming at them, heels and hips, they wanna grab them, listen, I'm staring at them, mesmerized, gotta have it, wanting, I become a habit, needed, always once you had it, ever lucky enough to grab it, guaranteed, becoming an addict, yeah, the type of chick that like them big trips, big tips, mega yachts, yeah, big ships, wanna get all my affection, here's a big tip, I need to see that you a boss, shit. No, they can never catch her, me, I'm the chick that keep them under pressure, and every nigga smell her, one sister, they say they want protector, but really, they just want kids and caress her, now sit your ass down, cause glasses now in session, they like, man, I ain't playing with you people, you know my style already, Scorpion, she thinks she needs, so I ain't even got no patience for your bullshit, I can see through, I get boring, lazy, sorry, I'ma please you, got them singing like,
do your thing, man, fuck what they looking at, do your thing, man, fuck what they looking at,
da-da-da-da-da,
it's the one and only D.R.E.,
Dr. Dre, love, buck,
mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is the flyest one of all,
come back, get back, that's the part of success, if you believe. You'll be relieving your stress.
Killer streets of CPT. King of the beats, you ride to him in your fleet. Wood, Coupe de Ville, rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, what? Spraying Snoop, hitting colors in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping all the amps, dipping through hood. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. It's California love. California bug, got your boy a gang of pubs. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on. Locust on for the 2-triple-O. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Do your thing, man, fuck what they looking at. Do your thing, man, fuck what they looking at.
Da-da-da-da-da.
It's the one and only D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, love, buck.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who is the flyest one of all?
Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your
stress.
I'm in that hot thing, gutter lane, dipping with that wood grain. So fucking hood, man, they call me the boogie man. In that slow lane, what is your whole name? I forgot this whole name, I'll call it Lois Lane. Up on that boulevard, 24s rotate, Ice Cube coming through, got to make the hoes wait. Roll at my own pace, nigga, don't hate. Fuck all you fat fuckers leaning up against my paint. Just face it, put me to the test. Ice Cube or ace it, I'm built for success.
Fuck a rock star,
we wanna party like a rap star. In the club, in the house, or the backyard. You make it rain with ones, I make it rain with huns. And we get lap dance from nuns. They put away they crucifix, and they say Ice Cube, boy, you the shit.
Do your thing, man, fuck what they looking at. Do your thing, man, fuck what they looking at.
Da-da-da-da-da.
It's the one and only D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, love Bob.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who is the flyest one of all?
Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
Dog for life, something you don't know about. No pot to piss in, no window to throw it out. You know what we do to bitch ass niggas, we haul them out. You ain't gotta worry about the score, we gon' blow them out. Earl, David, Jason, gotta be shown. Got to keep on keeping up, I gotta get on. In the hood right now, the economy strong. These my niggas that I'm talking about, follow the song. Yeah, everybody wanna be down, they playing spades. To me, all y'all niggas is clowns playing charades. You hit a couple chicks in the town playing with A. It's hot over there, my nigga playing in shade.
Yeah.
You see, we playing with gauge, y'all playing with blades. One of these niggas, we all playing with gauge. One of these niggas, I come with fucking shade.
Boom.
Exactly how many times do I have to say?
That's my dog, yeah.
What?
That's my dog, yeah.
Hey.
That's my dog, yeah.
Hey.
That's my dog, yeah.
Hey.
That's my dog, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's my dog, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my dog, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my dog, yeah.
Boy, give me a sign. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gon' find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Went from entertainment to enterprise. Killer rhyme, killer generation like Bennett 5. I've been at 5, it's split the sticker. You've been at 5, the red dot market. The target has been identified. We've been outside, game already been gentrified. Simplified, I'm ready for dots. Like I've been simplified, energy, I'm energized. If I ain't energized, I improvise. I start taking shots like I ain't been immunized.
All these niggas been my dog since the low life days. Every bar that I say should've probably blow like haze. You don't wanna harm me, you should let me go my way. I'm like Doughboy, you gon' wanna roll like Trey. All my niggas know the ticket on the roll like Price. Every bar that I say sorta like Klondike. Yeah, that's cool, motherfucker. Get a hold, motherfucker. That's my dog. If he ass, I take his soul, motherfucker.
That's my dog, yeah.
What?
That's my dog, yeah.
Hey.
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 That's my dog, yeah.
If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
That's my dog, yeah.
What?
That's my dog, yeah.
Hey.
That's my dog, yeah.
Hey.
That's my dog, yeah.
No.
That's my dog, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's my dog, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my dog, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my dog,
yeah.
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 There's a storm coming that the weatherman couldn't predict. I thought the bomb prick, you better flee cause I get sick. It's a wrap, I was down, when I was down I was kicked. I got off, I'm back to punch it to the ground. Get tripped, it's a trap. Fuck my ass, it either sits in my trash. I'll be goddamn.
Stress.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about baseball. Let's talk Major League Baseball. We got all of the sports covered. The basketball is over with. The hockey is over with. And now I want to talk Major League Baseball. So we're going to go over the American League and all the divisions in the American League. And we'll talk about what teams are leading the divisions in the American League. Okay, DJ Papa D, can you tell us who's winning each division in the American League?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root for the home team.
Well, all right, G-Money.
I'm G-Money, and I want to talk Major League Baseball since basketball is over with and hockey is over with. Let's talk Major League Baseball. So let's go over the divisions in the American League and tell us, DJ, who's
winning each division. They got three divisions in the American League. I think it's the Western Division, the Central Division, and the Eastern Division, I think. So tell us who's running each of the divisions, who's winning each of the divisions.
All right, in National League, National League East, the Atlanta Braves are on top with 43 wins, 26 losses. In the National League Central, the Pittsburgh Pirates are on top with 34 wins and 33 losses. And in the National League West, the Arizona Diamondbacks are on top with 41 wins and 28 losses. In the American League, in the East, it's the Tampa Bay Rays on top with 50 wins and 22 losses. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top with 35 wins and 34 losses. And in the American League West, it's the Texas Rangers on top with 42 wins and 26 losses.
All right. Well, that sounds good. For the Major League Baseball, that's all that's going on in baseball. It's the middle of the season, so they still have a whole another half of a season to go. They haven't even hit the All-Star break yet. So we still got a lot of games to be played in the Major League Baseball. All right, well, that's G-Money's baseball report, and that's the sports report for today. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I have a song for you. It goes like this. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5 all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. I got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes, Stepmaster of the Phi Beta Sigma Stepping Crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homies in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert at first. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homies smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies are singing ready or not. All of my lyrics are big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate Janet. All of my women are cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. I call me on the phone, but don't call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing like a gangster on the run. I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. The old school flow. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5 all day. Yes, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a van, a limousine that had a flat tire, And this man walked up on the limousine, and there were a whole bunch of men lined up behind the back of the limousine. And as he passed the men that were lined up in the back of the limousine, he counted them. And he started with 2, 4, 10, 20, 30, 50, 80, 100, 120, 130, 150, 170, 200, 210, 230, 250, 280, 300, and then he just lost count. It was so many. But he rolled up on the limousine, and he knocked on the window. And the man in the limousine rolled down the window, and the passerby asked, what was going on? Why all of these men were lined up behind the hearse? And he said, well, it's a funeral for my wife, because my wife died, and we're having the funeral. And he said, oh, I'm sorry about that. My condolences to the family. How did your wife die? And he said, this dog sitting next to me, he killed my wife. He bit her and she died. And he said, oh, wow, I'm sorry to hear that. So who's in the second hearse that's behind the limousine? And he said, that's my mother-in-law. And how did she die? And he said, the dog bit her and she died too. And man said, wow, you had a lot of bad luck, especially with this dog. But my condolences to the family. So I'll let you go ahead. And as soon as they finish fixing the flat tire on the hearse in the back, I guess you'll be on your way finishing your procession to the burial. And the man said, yes, we'll be leaving as soon as they finish the flat tire. So the man walked off. And then he got about 2 houses up the street, and he thought about it. And he said, hey, I want to find out what's up with that dog. So he went back, and he knocked on the window, and the window man rolled the window down. And he said, I wonder if it's possible by any chance of the imagination that I could borrow that dog. And the man smiled at him and said, get in line. Because that's what all the men were lined up for. They all wanted to borrow that dog because that dog is very dangerous for the wives and for the mother-in-law. All right. Well, that's good. That's G-Money's joke for the day to get us started. Now, there was a painter that had put paintings in a paint gallery. And he went to check on his paintings one day, and he saw the manager of the gallery, and he asked the manager if anybody had commented or asked about his painting. And he said, well, actually, there was a man that did ask about your paintings. And the painter was excited. He said, really? Well, that sounds good. What did he want to know? And the manager said, well, he wanted to know if something happened to the painter, if he were to die, would his paintings become very valuable? And the painter said, well, what did you tell him? And the manager said, well, I told him that, of course, if the painter dies, his paintings will go up in value. They will be more expensive. And he said, oh, well, that's good. So what did the man say? He said, well, he bought several of the paintings. And the painter was excited. He was like, oh, well, that's good. Did you know his name? Did he tell you who he was? And the manager said, no, he didn't tell me his name, but he told me that he was your doctor. Oh, I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I got another joke for you. There was another man that was riding on the highway, and he was driving over 100 miles an hour. And he passed this highway patrolman that was sitting on the side of the road behind a freeway billboard. And the man, the highway patrolman, was eating his lunch. And he saw the man speed by. And he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he put his lunch up, and he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding on the highway. And while he was chasing the man down, he thought to himself, he said, well, I'm going to stop this man, and I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he tells me a legitimate reason, then I'm going to let him go. And then I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. So he turned the lights on, and he pulled the man over. And the man pulled over, and then the highway patrol officer got out and walked to the car and knocked on the window, and the driver rolled the window down. And the highway patrol asked him, and he said, why are you speeding on my highway? And the man said, well, I was driving on the highway, and I saw the highway patrol parked behind the freeway billboard. And it reminded me of my wife, because my wife ran off with a highway patrol officer. So when I saw the red lights come on, I thought you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, there was a man that came home from work, and he was sitting on the sofa, and he was watching TV. And he decided that he wanted to help his wife clean up the house. But his wife was cooking for a dinner party, so she gave him a bucket and told him to go down to the beach and collect snails for his dinner party. So he said, okay. And he went down to the beachfront, and he was walking along the beach, and he was putting snails in the bucket. And he was walking down the beach, and he saw this woman way off down on the beachfront, and she looked really good from where he could see her from. And he was like, I really wish she was close enough so I could talk to her, but she's so far away, I guess I don't even need to think about her because she's just so far away. So he went back to collecting the snails and filling up his bucket. And then he looked up a little later on, and the woman was right there. She had walked all the way down the beachfront and had walked up on him collecting the snails. And she said, hi, how you doing? And he was shocked. He was like, oh, I was just thinking about you. And she said, really? He said, yeah, I wanted to talk to you. I'm glad you walked up here so we could talk. So what are you doing, and how are you getting along? And, you know, made general conversation with her. And she was curious to know what he was doing out on the beach and what he was going to do with all those snails in the bucket. And he told her that he was preparing hors d'oeuvres for his dinner that his wife was cooking for his friends and some family members. And so she was like, oh, well, that sounds good. Well, would you be interested in having a drink with me? And he said, sure. So they walked to her house, and they sat up and had some drinks while they continued their conversation. And then later on, he kind of got drunk, and he ended up going to bed. He went to sleep in the lady's house, and her alarm went off in the morning, and he woke up, and he found out that it was like 7 in the morning. He said, oh, my God, I missed my wife's dinner party. I overslept coming down here to visit this lady. So he got dressed, and he walked out with the bucket of snails, and he went down on the beach, and he ran all the way back to his house, and he was walking up the stairs going into his house, and he dropped the bucket, and he dropped the snails all down the staircase, and he was looking at the snails, and he was like, wow, I got to clean all this up. And he looked up and he saw his wife was standing there, and she was like, where have you been? You missed the dinner party and you didn't even bring the snails so that I could fix the hors d'oeuvres for everybody because I wanted to do something special for the dinner and you didn't show up. And he looked at her and then he looked down at all the snails and then he said, come on, fellas, we're almost here. We just have a little further to go, and we'll be in the house. So he did bring the snails for his wife, but she didn't accept them because she said the dinner party was last night. But anyway, I'm Gene Munson, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, we have another song. It's Father's Day weekend, and I got a Father's Day song that I want to sing for you. And it goes like this. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He sent me to Catholic school from first to the 12th. Grade. I got the best education that money could buy. My classmates were cool and I did well in school. I loved my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only got one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He took me to the park and taught me to play ball. I played ball in school and in the YMCA. I became a super athlete by the sixth grade. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one. Dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He got up and went to work and came home every day. And he paid all the bills and he bought all the food that my family ate. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He moved us from a small three-bedroom house in South Central L.A. to a two-story, four-bedroom house up on the hill. He moved to high society. And my neighbors were real cool with me. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. My mama bought me my first car, and when the motor broke down, my daddy took me to his mechanic friend who fixed my motor so it ran like brand new. Ooh-wee, I drove a fancy low-riding car to high school. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama plus three, he was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He sent me to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit in the face with the hanging curveball, and, well, that's how it goes. Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers on Father's Day. God bless all the fathers on Father's Day. God bless all the daddies on Daddy's Day. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers this weekend, this Sunday. I hope you have a great time with your family and your kids and all of your friends. May they celebrate your Father's Day with happiness and love and joy. And may God bless you on your Father's Day. All right, I'm G Money. Now back to the radio show. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her. And to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. He started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. He started screaming and hollering all night long. He let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me. And they looked and they bowed at me. And I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table. And she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth, and I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood and I saw a girl. She was black and shining like a black steel. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found her, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A., to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0. I want the girl to know 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee. The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again, real soon, and I rode on. I went to Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the strand. I saw this white girl, she was suntanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair and I teach school. I said, ooh wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central LA. Look, go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central LA, 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the spot. Oh yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke. Got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside. To my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode off. Back to South Central LA. To 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I walk in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time. In my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
Hey. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, today is Friday, and it's the last day of the week, and it's the weekend right before Father's Day, and it's right before Juneteenth Monday celebration. So I want everybody to understand that we've been putting this show together especially for your entertainment pleasure. So sit back and relax as I tell you a story that I recorded for the listening audience. And the story goes like this. Put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. Get something to eat, something to munch on, and something to drink while you listen to my story. Because it should be entertaining. It should be exciting. And it might be a little educational. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for a song or two in a minute.
I was in Long Beach, California. And I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And
Well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So as we get to the house, the light-skinned girl was sitting next to me. So she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the seat, and she pulls out this cigar box, and she rolls me a joint. And I'm smoking the joint, and I'm passing it to her, and she's like, I don't smoke. And I go to pass it to the guy on the sofa on the other side, and he says, I don't smoke either. So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with her, and she says, she doesn't smoke. And I go, okay, so I guess I'm the only one smoking. Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house. And I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. So, you know, I ain't gonna really do nothing. And the girl says, well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, you're not women? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And we just dress like women because we go and we turn tricks on the street. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right? Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking my Calabria, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed, and I drank the other glass of Calafia. And I go to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door. And the little light skin one walks me downstairs. And I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that. Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my bus to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't anticipate, but they like, it's a new thing. I've seen it before.
You've seen men have sex before?
Yeah. I've been around the block, man.
You know, I was at home in L.A., and I got a phone call from a girlfriend of mine that told me she was having a party in her neighborhood, and she wanted me to come to the party. So I said, okay. I told her I'd show up at the party that night, and I went out and got me some fresh rags, So I put on some corduroy pants. I think I was wearing green cords. And I got a green polo shirt to match my pants. And then I got a nice little windbreaker jacket to wear. And then I got some casual loafers to wear because I didn't wear tennis shoes. And then I got a white baseball hat that I wore tilted to the east because we're banging in the west. So I got it tilted to the side. And I'm looking good. I'm dressed real fine. And I need to go to the party. And I get to her neighborhood, and the streets are all crowded. They got cars everywhere. So I can't even park on her street. I pass the house, and I see a lot of people going into her house, but it's no place to park on the street. So I'm driving my 65 Mustang, and it's a low rider. I'm sitting 6 inches off of the ground. I got my rims on my car. I paid $200 a tire for my rims, and I got 20s on. That means my tires are real small, and they're sitting on the ground. And I got my wheel wells painted white, and I got gold lights that I put in all my wheel wells, so my car is looking like it's on fire. Oh, my car was tight. My car was gold, and it was pinstriped and white, and I had black tinted windows, and the inside of my car was white leather, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. So when I turned my gold lights on, oh, my car was glowing. It looked like my whole car was on fire. It was so beautiful. I used to ride down the street, and people would see my car, and they'd go, wow. Look at that Mustang. Whoa, that's a nice-looking Mustang. Oh, it's so clean. And my car was clean. I had a CBM antenna on the back with my Phi Beta Sigma fraternity flag on the back, and I had a Phi Beta Sigma license plate on the front of my car under my front license plate. Oh, my car was clean. And I had just waxed and polished my car and washed it that day, and it was nice looking. And I can't go nowhere, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the fight going on. And then I see two Mexicans hit the ground, and they're bleeding. The blood is just squirting out of them, and they're bleeding. And I'm going, oh, man, they got shot. And I'm going, wow, they got shot, but the other Mexicans are still unloading. Blam, 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 blam. They're still shooting. And the white boys are shooting back. Blam, 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 blam. And then two white boys hit the ground. They get shot. And they got blood squirting out of them. And I'm like, oh, man, they're getting shot around here. And I'm sitting out there under a car across the street. And I'm just watching because I can't move. I can't get up. I can't go nowhere because they're shooting both ways. And I'm thinking if I get up and run down the street, I'm going to catch a stray bullet. So I'm trying not to get involved. I'm just laying under the car, and they're shooting windows out in the cars on their side of the street. They're shooting bullets in the trunks and in the hoods of the cars parked on the street. And I'm just going, wow, they're just blowing everything up. And they're shooting, and they must have shot for about an hour. They're just shooting everything. And all of a sudden, another Mexican gets hit, and he falls down, and he's bleeding. And then another white boy, and then two white boys hit the ground, and they're both bleeding. And I'm laying there going, oh, my God, everybody's getting killed. Oh, shit, there's nothing I can do. I'm just laying under the car, just listening. And I'm just looking and going, man, I need to make a move, but I can't move. I'm paralyzed. My legs won't work. My arms won't work. I can't even holler for help because I'm stuck in the middle of this gang fight. And I can't go nowhere, and I'm sitting there. and I'm watching the fight going on, and then I see two Mexicans hit the ground, and they're bleeding. The blood is just squirting out of them, and they're bleeding, and I'm going, oh, man, they got shot. And I'm going, wow, they got shot, but the other Mexicans are still unloading. Blam, 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 blam. They're still shooting. And the white boys are shooting back. Blam, 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 blam. And then two white boys hit the ground. They get shot. And they got blood squirting out of them. And I'm like, oh, man, they're getting shot around here. And I'm sitting out there under a car across the street. And I'm just watching, because I can't move. I can't get up. I can't go nowhere, because they're shooting both ways. And I'm thinking, if I get up and run down the street, I'm going to catch a stray bullet. So I'm trying not to get involved. I'm just laying under the car, and they're shooting windows out in the cars on their side of the street. They're shooting bullets in the trunks and in the hoods of the cars parked on the street. And I'm just going, wow, they're just blowing everything up. And they're shooting, and they must have shot for about an hour. They're just shooting everything. And all of a sudden, another Mexican gets hit, and he falls down, and he's bleeding. And then another white boy, and then two white boys hit the ground, and they're both bleeding. And I'm laying there going, oh, my God, everybody's getting killed. Oh, shit, there's nothing I can do. I'm just laying under the car, just listening. And I'm just looking and going, man, I need to make a move, but I can't move. I'm paralyzed. My legs won't work. My arms won't work. I can't even holler for help because I'm stuck in the middle of this gang fight. And it's about two or three Mexicans left, and they're blasting. And they're loading and unloading their guns, and they're reloading, and they're shooting. And the white boys, is about five of them, and they're blasting in another shot, and he falls to the ground, and I'm like, oh, man, this is getting crazy. And I'm sitting, so I'm in there, and I'm watching the shootout. The shootout must have lasted an hour. They were just blasting on each other, just shooting and shooting. And then all of the gunshots stop, and I look out, and I see all the Mexicans laid out. They're all dead or dying, and I look at the other side, and I see all these white boys laid out, and they're dying, and I'm going, wow, this is amazing. I can't move because I don't know if somebody's going to shoot me thinking I'm one of them. And I'm sitting there going, wow. And then the police pull up, and then they're checking everybody. They call the ambulance, and the ambulance comes, and they put people in the ambulance, and they get all these different ambulances show up. It's like about six ambulances, and they come, and they tow everybody away. You know, they put them in the ambulance and rush them to the hospital. And they pick up all of the dead or dying white boys and all the dead or dying Mexicans. And then the police are talking to the other Mexicans and talking to the other white boys. They got everybody in handcuffs, and they're putting them in the car, and they're talking to them, interrogating them about what happened. And I'm laying there on the street going, oh, shit, maybe I can get up now. And I get up. And the police see me and say, hey, come here.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Happy Father's Day. happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He took me to Catholic school from first to the 12th grade. I got the best education and money to buy. My kids were good to me, and I got good grades. Happy Father's Day. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama was free. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. I went to the park. He taught me to play ball. I played ball in school and in the YMCA. I became a super athlete by the sixth grade. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mother was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. He went to work and he came home from work at night. He paid all the bills and he bought all the food that my family ate. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. We moved from a little three-bedroom house in South Central L.A. to a two-story four-bedroom house on the hill. We moved to our society, and the people in my neighborhood were good to me. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama was three. He was my best friend. My mama bought me my first car. And when the motor broke, my daddy brought me to his mechanic friend. And he fixed my motor so it ran like brand new. Ooh-wee, I was so cool. I drove a fancy low-rider car to high school. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mother was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He sent me to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could've went pro, but I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. Here with me. My mama was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers around the world. God bless all the fathers around the world. Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers around the world. Happy Father's Day all around the world. everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I think the clock on the wall is almost saying that it's time to shut it down. But because it's a Friday show, I have a couple of songs that I want to share with you before I get out of here and before we acknowledge the birthdays that are the fans and the followers and the fan club that I have that follows the radio show. So the first song I want to do is called I Don't Gangbang, I Play Ball. And it goes like this. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I went to Catholic school. I was a schoolboy. I did well in school, and I made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. Never once did I have to watch my back. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and where the gangsters came to play. I got a pass by the Crips in my hood because they knew I was an athlete and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrews Park. But don't get me twisted, I don't bow down. Don't get me twisted, because I don't cry. If you step to me with some crazy shit, you're going to go home with a fat lip and the black eye. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit in the face with the hanging curveball, and, well, that's how it goes. But now I'm in Las Vegas, and I'm a comedian on the strip. I'm telling jokes and writing songs, because that's my gift. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I was born in South Central L.A., where you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, now you know. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. And the next song is called The Remix, where the pimp is back. I'm G Money, and they say I'm back. I'm back in the hood because I'm the Mac. My hair is long and my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G. Some call him Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride. And I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. I'm getting buff, playing Doom. Look at my arms. They're hard as hell. I work out. Can't you tell? Pimp all day. Ring the bell. I'm in my room. What's that smell? I'm G Money. Come on, y'all, standing up and walking tall, buff all day and ready to ball. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. With my boys in the mall, Marky D and Big Head Paul, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it's dark to feed my pits so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. Tell my girl, no time to sleep, cause I'm G Money, and I'm coming home, and I'm going deep. I'm G Money, and I get down. I'm doing my thing all around the town. I get up, and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G Money. I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission. I got a plan. Facebook Live and OnlyFans. I'm G Money. Yeah, that's right. I lost my money. I lost my sight. I lost my house. But that's all right. I still got the Lord, and I'm still in the fight. I'm G Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5 all day. 65 is where I reside. South Central L.A., West Side. 65 is where I reside. West Side. South Central L.A. Carson, Compton, Palisades, Paramount, Downey, Southgate, Palos Verdes, Redondo Beach, Playa del Rey, Hollywood, Inglewood, up to no good. 5 is where I reside. West Side, South Central L.A. All right. Now, we can end the show. Let's do the birthday wishes so I can acknowledge all of my fans, my friends, and my followers that are celebrating their birthday today. Today is the 18th, 17th, the 16th of June. So we're going to celebrate everybody that's born on the 16th of June. And we want to wish everybody that's celebrating Father's Day on Sunday and everybody hopefully have a good Juneteenth celebration on Monday. So have a good weekend, everybody. All right, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we can acknowledge?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, June 16th, 2023. Happy birthday to Clifton Moffitt. Happy birthday, Paquita Adams. Happy birthday, Natalie Hadley. Happy birthday, Rod Berry. Happy birthday, Jeffrey D. Farley II. Happy birthday, Courtney Barnett Spencer. Happy birthday, Lotus Jones. Happy birthday, Tammy McNeil Paul. Happy birthday to Eric Gilliam. And last but not least, happy birthday to Diallo Alimeyu. That's it for the birthday. So we want to wish all of the Geminis a happy birthday. Everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, June 16, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthdays in this summer month. You know, it's funny. It seems like there's more people born during the summer than during the beginning of the year or the end of the year. I wonder why is that? Maybe people are, I don't know, they're in the house. Most of the beginning of the year because it's winter, and maybe at the end of the year because it's winter time. So they're socializing. They're staying in the house, and they're not running the streets for the summertime because it's hot outside. So I don't know. Maybe that's what it's all about. They're celebrating with unity in the community in the beginning of the year, and at the end of the year and in the middle, they're just bearing the children. Well, I feel sorry for the women that have to have the babies during the middle of the year because that means they're pregnant all summer and they are having babies when it's hot outside. So they're walking around with those big bellies in the heat of the day. That's really a bad time for the babies to be born because the mothers are fat and they're out of shape and they're having hard times walking around trying to do all that they have to do to take care of their families during the summertime. So I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers and happy all of the black community. Happy Juneteenth celebration, which is 6 months after we were freed by President Abraham Lincoln. 6 months later, we got the word that came down to our neighborhood that let us know that we were free. They didn't want to tell us at first, but we had to find out by word of mouth. We had to spread the word, and then we ended up doing what was necessary for us to start building our community and for us to go from the south to the north and from the east to the west. And that's how we developed our neighborhoods and got the black communities together. All right. Well, I want to wish everybody a happy birthday that's celebrating their birthday today. And may you have a good weekend this weekend. And may God bless you with his grace and his glory. And he, hopefully his son, will have blessed you with his divine sacrifice so that everybody can be happy, wealthy, and wise on your birthday. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Day to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. All right. Without further ado, I'll say let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world.
that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.